Performance may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Adrian Peterson is officially no longer a Minnesota Viking. Dale Jr. is retiring. And it's a good day to be a minor celebrity in the state of Iowa because everybody's moving up the depth chart.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brabelcamp Show.
The DNA results in this show are truly unreal.
Will anyone hear? You are the bottom.
You gotta... How can a show that starts off with a little Maury Povich...
That's who I thought that was.
Not be an outstanding program. That's my question for you today at 366-1600. How can a show that starts with Maury Povich go off the rails? It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Zach Johnson sitting on the other side of the glass today. You're listening to us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, unless you're listening to us on 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Unless you're listening to us on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa, or you're listening online at kgymradio.com. The point is, there's a lot of ways for you to get the program tonight. It's going to be a good one. Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on Iowa's spring game last Friday and also some updates on the Jane Meyer trial taking place in Des Moines. Gary Barta back on the stand today and asking or answering a lot of the same questions that were thrown his way already during the trial. This has been interesting to follow. We'll also chat a little Major League Baseball with Matt Snyder from CBS Sports. And then the reference at the opening of the show today, it is National DNA Day today. Alex?
Do we know the reason why today's the day or... Is that
you know what? That would be a tremendous job for our crack research department. I said we had a crack research department, and we got a lot of applications for people that thought the job involved researching crack. So then we had to reword it. I don't know why today is National DNA Day. Maybe it was the day that DNA was discovered, introduced. I couldn't tell you. All I know is that last night I looked to see if there was anything interesting on the docket today, and that's what I came up with. National DNA today. We are going to talk a little bit about fan DNA later on in the program. Also, he did not take it with him to Tennessee. It is station property. He left the wheel behind. Going to roll out the wheel. The NFL Draft edition, NFL Draft coming up for you. First round coverage on Thursday night of this week. That's why we'll be off at 6 o'clock. Rumors continue to swirl about players moving up, players moving down. John Ross out of Washington is one of the players that's rumored to be dropping down draft boards due to his injury status. And in totally unrelated news to the draft today, Adrian Peterson, Vikings fans, you've known this has been coming for a while, but what's it feel like to know that Adrian Peterson is going to put on another team's uniform? He signed a two-year deal with the New Orleans Saints today. 319-366-1600. I would wager that we'll hear from Cajun Troy, our resident New Orleans Saints fan today. And Cyclone Tim, who also listens to the program and reaches out quite often on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, is a Vikings fan. I know we've got a lot of Minnesota fans here in the area. And you get so used to seeing somebody. And this guy was the face of the franchise for a decade, almost a full decade. He's been there a long time. Granted, he was sidelined for a year due to issues. But when you say Minnesota Vikings, in the last 10 years, the majority of people, if you prompted them, I'm going to say the Minnesota Vikings, you say the first thing that comes to mind. Most people would pick Adrian Peterson, and now he's going to be suiting up for the New Orleans Saints. 319-366-1600. We've also got an interesting tweet to talk about today from a future Iowa football player. And I think it's a shame. He's getting the good tweets out of the way now because he's not going to be able to use it for the next 4 or 5 years. But Tristan Wirfs out of Mount Vernon had something rather interesting to say about a Big Ten rival on Twitter. I imagine it either went over well or not so much in the Iowa football offices. Adrian Peterson is a New Orleans Saint. Do you like this? As someone who's not a Saints fan, not a Vikings fan, just a football observer, good move on their part, on his part, I should say.
I like it for the New Orleans Saints, but I just can't help but feel bad for the Minnesota Vikings. This was a franchise who last year was supposed to be kind of their year for contention, and their quarterback goes down with a really gruesome injury. He may not be back this year. You just don't know the future of Teddy Bridgewater. And then following that injury, they pick up Sam Bradford, and then Adrian Peterson goes out early in the year, and his career in Minnesota is done. So I think there are a lot of pieces, especially on defense, for this Minnesota team to build around, but here is what they need. They need a quarterback, and they need a running back. It's no easy task to find a quarterback these days. I don't think that Sam Bradford is the answer for them moving forward, and they need to find a new running back. That's a little bit easier than it is to find a quarterback, but they don't have a first-round pick this year. They are without a first-round pick in the 2017 draft, which makes things even more complicated. But I do think Adrian Peterson fits well in New Orleans with Mark Ingram, two somewhat injury-prone running backs, but they'll complement each other well.
This is fascinating, taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, because almost everybody right now is talking about something other than Adrian Peterson. Jeff from Independence wants to know if we're going to talk about Chris Soules. Maybe. He may come up. That will just... If we talk about that situation, it's going to solely be to get under the skin of the people who want to talk sports. I didn't even do that on purpose. Solely. I don't know what direction to go with that, because you've got somebody who lost their life there, and there's not anything funny about that. But at the same time, you've got this guy that became a celebrity for going on a dating show, and the whole idea of that, and I think we've talked about that in the past, about what it would take for somebody to go on one of those shows to basically allow yourself to be edited to look however they want to make you look. He put Arlington on the map, and he's certainly made a ton of money off of being a guy who couldn't get a date or couldn't find love, but an unfortunate situation there. And maybe we'll touch on that, a little bit of pop culture for you right off the bat here. And then we've got on the text line people offering suggestions on more sound bites to put into the intro of the show. 0601 says, you guys need to throw some Brockmire quotes into your intro. That show is awesome. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on IFC. I think we're 4 episodes in. It's Hank Azaria. He had this character, Jim Brockmire, who's a washed-up baseball announcer who has a meltdown and his career goes into the toilet. He started doing it many, many years ago. He used to do it on the Dan Patrick Show all the time. They've turned it into a TV show. I got to admit, a little bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, because Amanda Peet is in it, and I've always been a big fan of her, even though she sort of disappeared for a long while. And it's funny, and it's profane, and I don't know, we probably couldn't put any of the good clips on the air, but suspend all disbelief at the door. Just enjoy that show. It's probably my second favorite TV show right now. Number one was on last night, which is Better Call Saul.
I keep trying to watch Brockmire, and it's on at like 5 a.m.
It's on all the time. It's not just on at 5 a.m.
Well, when I was searching through my guide and
DVR.
See, that's the problem. I apparently
TiVo.
Am
Go
not,
buy a TiVo.
I'm not in modern times when it comes to DVR. I don't have a DVR, so that's the problem. But I keep trying to catch it, and it's on at like 5 or 5:30 or 6, and then they have reruns of whatever whatever other show that they play on, what is it, IFFCC or whatever the channel is, IFC.
The Independent Film Channel,
IFC.
Right?
IFC?
IFC. So not to be confused with Investigation Discovery, which is often confused with Investigation Coon.
Which might be taking on why today is the National DNA Day here shortly.
We've got, don't make any references to Amanda Peet on the text line on National DNA Day. Thank you very much, all of you folks out there listening. She was in some terrible movie with, I can't remember who it was now. It was Jack Black was in it a million years ago. I don't know. I've watched that movie three or four times, and it's not very funny. It's not particularly funny. He plays the Neil Diamond impersonator. She was in it, and I was a big fan of Amanda Peet, but Brockmire, check it out. I think it's Wednesday nights, so tomorrow, and maybe you can get caught up. I'm surprised Scott Unash hasn't come back here yet to talk about
his huge fan.
Undying love of Hank Azaria's Brockmire character. Look at the text line. you mentioned Brockmire, and all of a sudden there are some other people out there that watch the program, apparently. Wiggy in Iowa City, hell of a show. I think he's talking about Brockmire.
I think so, too.
I don't think anybody is saying that about this particular... Saving Silverman, 8068. Yes, that was the name
of the
movie.
That's the movie. Yeah, I've seen that as well.
You have?
Yes.
R. Lee Ermey is in it, the old Marine guy that... The text line is just, it's all... It's 21 texts, and every one of them says Saving Silverman. Now some people are saying Saving Silverman is not awful. I don't think it won any awards, 8532. No apologies. It's on every once in a while, and I watch it, and I'm drawn to Amanda Peet. Like, peak Amanda Peet. Now, in Brockmire, she's present-day Amanda Peet, and there's something about that, too, that I can't quite put my finger on. They both play very damaged characters, and maybe that's why I'm drawn to it, but... Funny program, to say the least. Lots of Adrian Peterson takes coming in. Not so much on the Dale Earnhardt Jr. news, although I listened to the gym class, and maybe they primed the pump and got the NASCAR.
You are just fancy with puns today.
What did I say now?
You said prime the pump. Like fueling a car.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
no,
intentional.
No, that was not intentional at all. 4182 also in the Saving Silverman is an awesome movie category. The Neil Diamond stuff is kind of funny. I'll give you that. I never once imagined that I would upset people the most by saying that that particular movie wasn't very good.
Well, I didn't.
That's up there with anything that has upset people so far. During the 2.5 week tenure that the program has been on the air.
I didn't think that I would upset people so much by considering buffalo dip a snack, but here we are. That is still the most controversial thing I've said in this 2.5 week tenure.
Have we gotten to the bottom of why today is National DNA Day?
No, we have not, but we will.
Okay.
Investigation Coon needs just a little bit more time.
Green Bay Dustin says that movie is a classic at this point. No. Tommy Boy, there's a classic.
Happy Gilmore.
Classic. Saving Silverman, I file that into the guilty pleasure. And yes, 98, 96, now I want an Arby's Big Montana. Every once in a while, I have my doubts about some of the people who listen to the program. And I allow myself to dwell on the negative far too often. As far as the feedback goes, and then somebody like 98, 96 texts in and totally, totally redeems, in my mind, the ideal texter out there on the Jerry-Ask Investment Services text line. Great product placement in that movie, by the way. Was it Jack Black? He played the mascot, right? Nice. You know what?
I'm trying to think back to that movie. Because
I'm laughing more thinking about that movie than I think I did the last time that I watched it. And maybe that's a sign that it's funnier than I probably gave it credit for. Saving Silverman. Who's the other guy? The other guy in that, he kind of just completely disappeared.
I'm trying to even think who is in that movie. I know I knew Amanda Peet was
Steven
in that movie.
Steven Zahn. Yeah, thank you, text
Jack Black
line.
Is in the movie.
Right now, people out there have no idea.
Jason Biggs from American Pie was in that movie.
Here, IMDb with the storyline. Two dim-witted former high school buddies and Neil Diamond fanatics, Wayne and JD, plot to keep their friend Darren from marrying the wrong woman, a domineering and spiteful psychologist named Judith, by kidnapping her and trying to set Darren up with his old high school girlfriend, Sandy, who plans to become a nun.
Now I remember this movie.
I think maybe it was the part about the girl that wanted to become a nun. Maybe that's where I sort of drew the line in the sand. And, not so much. And yes, Matt in Fairfax, I did mention R. Lee Ermey, who's made a career out of being a former Marine. And now we've got people doing nothing on the text line but quoting the damn movie. Okay, I'll tell you what.
I have to go home and watch this movie
I'll tell
tonight.
You what. Sometime before the end of the night, we'll throw a clip on from that movie, if we can find one that's suitable for airing, just to satiate your hunger for Saving Silverman. Now, if you want to take care of your hunger for something else, let's say tacos, burritos, anything Mexican food related, margaritas. Okay, again, I know the audience. Margaritas. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina to hook somebody up with tonight. Zach is going to take your phone call before 7 o'clock tonight. And the number that you're going to need to dial, you can use it to reach out to us right now if you want. 366-1600. Sometime before 7 o'clock tonight, we'll give away the $30 gift card to La Cantina. They've got the location in Marion. They also have the location in downtown Cedar Rapids and the newest third store off of the fountains on Edgewood. Check them out, La Cantina, and happy to be bringing you those gift cards. Lunchbox Hero starts up tomorrow. It is a gym class week. They're going to be at Mount Mercy at the new athletic complex, serving several dozen of the workers there. A big thank you not only to our presenting sponsor, Built by Pros, but we've got some new sponsors for Lunchbox Heroes on board this year as well. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are going to be there. Colonels are home tonight, by the way, taking on Burlington. Wild Hog Saloon in Walford, a place that I drive by often and tell myself I want to stop at every time I drive by. And Red Wing Shoes on board this year for Lunchbox Heroes as well. Zahn had an Oscar nomination, according to the text line.
Maybe. There's a caveat in there. Maybe.
We'll have to do some digging on that one as well. It wouldn't surprise me, but
it kind of would surprise me.
Every time I look at him, I think of the guy, Billy the Exterminator from AE. You know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
I don't know. There's a little bit of a similarity there. Or one of them, he played an Exterminator in the movie or something. It's all coming back to me now. Right now, the talk sports crowd is, they have to be fuming, have to be furious. If somebody,
but they're not saying anything.
If somebody texted in talk sports and I switched the topic to Dale Earnhardt Jr. retiring, would that qualify as talking sports? By the way,
I feel like this is a trap.
By the way, the majority of the people who answered my Twitter poll yesterday said yes. Wayne Gretzky could walk around in downtown Cedar Rapids and not be recognized.
Just not be recognized at all.
And then somebody on the text line said it depends on whether he was walking with his son-in-law, who's Dustin Johnson, the PGA golfer. If you don't recognize Wayne Gretzky, yeah, there's no way in hell you're going to recognize Dustin Johnson.
With Wayne Gretzky, I think it would be shocking enough for him to walk anywhere and be unrecognized. So I think that's the question. No caveats. I think that's cheating.
Saving Silverman is legit. The text line has spoken, in particularly Andy. 319-366-1600. And Zach Johnson says on this day in 1953, the DNA structure was first published. So there you go.
Investigation Johnson.
Now we know why it's National DNA Day. 25 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock, your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update is on the way. Bottom of the hour, Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register. Matt Snyder from CBS Sports at 5 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
A piece of cake. A Sunday morning. ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by the Fieldhouse on First Avenue Northeast, across from Bed Bath & Beyond and next to Copyworks. Coming into the season, one of the biggest questions surrounding the team is what the back end of the rotation would look like. The Cubs added veteran southpaw Brett Anderson to the roster in the offseason, and so far the early returns have been good, including last night when he held the Pirates to just one earned run in Chicago's 14-3 victory over Pittsburgh. But things could always be better, and Anderson acknowledged that after the game.
To get through six and deal with the elements and the weather and the mound visits, and I think I've had four starts and five or six medical mound visits, which isn't ideal, but as long as one thing doesn't stand out from the rest and doesn't prevent me from out there pitching, then I'll take it.
Tonight's pitching matchup at PNC Park features Kyle Hendricks as the right-hander looks to lower his 6.19 ERA, and hopefully the Cubs saved some offense for tonight's game as they'll face Pittsburgh ace Garrett Cole. First pitch is set for 6:05.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty, and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down, or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
Time to jump into a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Northern Iowa picked up a commitment from Minnesota prep guard Taiwan Pickford today. He averaged 21.1 points and 8.3 rebounds on a team that finished third in its class at the Minnesota State Tournament a year ago. Pickford claims the final scholarship available to UNI coach Ben Jacobson for next season. The Panthers also have Waverly Shellrock's Austin Fife joining the team in the fall. Burlington took last night's series opener with the Cedar Rapids Colonels 8-0 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Bees led from start to finish as the Colonels dropped to 9-9 on the year. Same two teams back at it tonight. First pitch on tap for 6:35. Right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario will make the start for Cedar Rapids. The Iowa baseball team will face Milwaukee at 6 o'clock tonight at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes fell to 23-15 overall after losing their weekend series to Rutgers. The Panthers also lost 3 of 4 over the weekend. That included a doubleheader sweep at the hands of Oakland on Sunday. Lefty Elijah Wood will make his second start of the year for the Hawkeyes. And 10 Iowa wrestlers will be competing at the U.S. Open Wrestling Championships this weekend in Las Vegas. All 10 wrestlers fall in the 17-20-year-old age group. The top 7 freestyle finishers in each weight class earn a berth to the 2017 UWW Junior Freestyle World Team Trials this June in Lincoln. So you go from Las Vegas to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Where, by the way, you would think
it would be the other way around.
Where, by the way, they have 75,000 people that go to the spring game.
They ain't going to have 75,000 people at a wrestling event.
No, they won't.
You wouldn't draw 75,000 at Iowa for anything wrestling related.
65-62 on the text line. Let's just talk about the worst sports movie of all time.
Okay, now I'm going to stop you here, because if you break the glass on this, then the glass is broken.
I have to. This is 65-62 says that Little Big League is the worst sports movie.
I've been doing this for 6 years. It's only April 25th. You just broke the glass on a subject that probably could have come in handy May 25th. But it's broken, and now that it's been exposed to air, there's no putting it back in the case.
All I know is when I was a kid, I wanted to be an owner and a manager of a team. Like the Minnesota Twins.
A little
twins.
Big
like,
league is the
like
Twins.
Like Billy Haywood. Yes.
Oh, I thought I got that confused with Rookie of the Year.
Now, Rookie
which
of
is
the
Henry
Year.
Rowan Gardner.
The Cubs.
And which he... you can't say that Rookie of the Year is one of the worst sports movies of all time because it has John Candy in it. I will watch.
It's a great movie.
I will watch a terrible movie if it has somebody that I really like in it. Maybe that's why Saving Silverman gets my attention every time that it's on, because Amanda Peet is in it. Even though I'm not a huge fan of that particular movie, John Candy makes the cameo. He plays the play-by-play announcer for the Cubs. And who's it? Daniel Stern, who was in Home Alone. He plays the goofy
color
goofy coach. No, he's the hitting coach.
Brigma.
See, you know the
Mr.
names.
Mr. Brigma.
You know the names. I don't. The Little Big League was the one where the kid inherits the Twins.
Yes.
From his dead grandfather, who was, I believe, played by Jason Robards.
And not only does he inherit the Twins as the majority owner, he also names himself manager of the Twins. And they nearly make the playoffs, but Ken Griffey Jr. robs. As spoiler alert, Ken Griffey Jr. robs whoever the hitter was. I can't even think of what the hitter's name was.
Isn't Timothy Busfield in that?
I do believe so.
It's like there was a certain period of time where if you had a baseball movie, you had a small pool of people to draw from, because Timothy Busfield was also in Field of Dreams. He played the brother-in-law to Kevin Costner.
I really enjoy that movie, and I know the person who sat in this seat before me also really did. But the worst of all time.
Saving Silverman is a better topic than Dale Jr. or Adrian Peterson. The text line.
Can't argue with that.
Where are my NASCAR people? Maybe they listen to the gym class and then they hear this program on and they can't reach for the radio fast enough to change the station. Hopefully to Rob FM. Keep it in the family. If you're going to change the dial, at least keep it in the family. Chad Leistico from the Des Moines Register is set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Matt Snyder talking a little MLB with us from CBSSports.com to kick off hour number two. Plus, we're going to ask you about your fan DNA here on National DNA Day. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. More on the way.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King, I got the 3 for 89-cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
Tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You can spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes.
Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. A group that includes former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter has won the right to buy the Marlins ahead of other potential buyers. Bush plans to be the control person, the individual who would have ultimate control over franchise decisions. The bid submitted is reportedly $1.3 billion. There is still a long way to go in the process before a deal is finalized. Thunder facing a must-win in Game 5 on the road tonight against the Rockets. Oklahoma City's blown double-digit leads in each of its last two losses in the series. In addition, OKC has dropped 5 straight road playoff games, is 0-2 this series against Houston. In Houston, I should say. Jazz guard Gordon Hayward expected back for Game 5 against the Clippers tonight. He was out the second half of Game 4 because of food poisoning. That series is knotted up at 2 games each. Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster not invited to this week's NFL draft due to an incident that occurred at the Combine last month when he got into an argument with a hospital worker during medical checks. The league declined to comment. Foster is a potential top 10 pick in the draft.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Ferguson Facilities Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
It's time mulch had its day in the sun, like EarthGrow colored mulch at the Home Depot. Right now, 5 bags are just $10. It protects your plants from summer heat, it sets off your garden in beautiful shades of red, brown, or black, and it maintains its color for up to 12 months. That's a lot of days in the sun. Get a fresh take on spring with 5 bags of EarthGrow colored mulch, just $10, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 26th, while supplies last, U.S. only, limit 60 per customer.
NASCAR fan has been awakened on the text line, and all it took was one person to say that Saving Silverman was a better topic than Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s retirement. 366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line coming through in a major way on a Tuesday here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, where we're going to be on Friday. We'll tell you a little bit about that later on. 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Matt Snyder from CBS Sports coming up to kick off hour number two. Lots to talk about in Major League Baseball, including a couple highly heralded prospects making their debut in the National League West, one being Christian Arroyo with the Giants, and then today the news that the Los Angeles Dodgers are calling up Cody Bellinger, the top first base prospect in all of baseball. That, and I have a feeling we're going to circle back around to movie talk. We did try, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, I picked three random clips from Saving Silverman, and each one of them needed to be edited. Could not put them on the air without getting in trouble or someone picking up the phone and calling and complaining about the language. So we're going to look for an arable clip from Saving Silverman.
There aren't many.
There are. It's just going to take a little bit more work than what we had, more time than what we had at the bottom of the hour. Plus, we had to get to our next guest. We couldn't leave him hanging. That would be Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, who was kind enough to walk past me and say hi on Friday night as I was stuck on the north end of the press box, away from all of the popular kids. It reminded me a lot of the high school lunchroom. A little bit too close to home there on Friday. But Chad, let's go ahead and dive in with spring football and what we saw Friday night there at Kinnick Stadium under the lights. What were your impressions of the spring game Friday?
Well, first impressions were there were a lot of issues at quarterback. I don't think that anything is smoothed out there. And certainly that's what I went into the night somewhat focused on. I knew that was probably going to be the topic of my column from that night, and it was. And, you know, looking to see a little separation between Tyler Wiegers and Nathan Stanley. Haven't seen it yet. I do like the arm strength that Stanley has, and I think Wiegers is a little more accurate right now. So I think if you put them together, you got a pretty good quarterback, but it's nothing to panic about. And then beyond that, what jumped out to me were the tight ends. There were 10 receptions by tight ends. That was notable, considering the tight ends were very, very underused last year. And then Torrin Young at running back also to stay with the offense. Really looks like a great candidate to be kind of that LaShawn Daniels pairing with Akram Wadley, kind of the, his backup. That's what I see right now.
I'm going to pick a random date here, August 22nd. Over, under, August 22nd, do we know who Iowa's starting quarterback is? By August 22nd.
Do we know? I'm going to say over being later than that because
okay.
When I did a story a couple weeks ago on this, and I looked the last time there was a quarterback competition, which was 2013 between Jake Rudock, C.J. Beathard, and Cody Sokol. And that was announced on August 23rd. So that was a good. That's a good over/under. So I think we'll hear right around that time.
You brought up the fact not to panic at this point with the quarterback play. What is the level of concern right now with the way those two looked? You know, it's just the spring, but they really struggled in that spring game.
Well, I think a lot of it is timing, and that's something that will come. They're both smart guys. And then you have to remember this, that essentially their two best receivers were not on the field. If you look at Matt Vandenberg, who had 65 catches in 2015, and then last year, of course, Akram Wadley had 30-plus catches, and he was not participating in the other than returning punts. So, that's 90-some catches right there. That's sort of returning that you don't have. So nothing, I wouldn't be too concerned there. And then I think there's a lot of excitement, of course, with the incoming freshman crop of wide receivers as well. Not to mention, as I mentioned, the tight ends before, I think T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant, and even Sean Beyer of Cedar Rapids, I think all three of those are going to be on the field this year. With seam routes up, down the middle of the field, I think they're going to be used a lot.
Chad Lystico joining us from the Des Moines Register. I'm glad you brought up tight ends because I think within the next year or two, we could see Drew Cook out on the field. His athleticism intrigues me. I think once he picks up blocking, which is something he's never really had to worry about before, he's going to probably work his way into the discussion. Do you like that move for Drew Cook?
Yeah, definitely. No question about it. I don't think there's any doubt that he will succeed in this role at some point. And obviously, to expect it this season, might be a stretch. But he'll still just be a redshirt sophomore this year. And I think from what I heard, he was actually falling behind Ryan Boyle for that number three spot, and that's not a good sign. Considering Boyle played receiver last year. And came back to the position. So, I think the writing was on the wall at quarterback. So it's a great move to make the move now as opposed to waiting. And then, of course, at quarterback, you've got Peyton Manziel coming in, and they do like him quite a lot. So I think, they don't really need Cook at quarterback, in other words.
Chad, you brought up Noah Fant. I want to return to that for just a second. And one of the things that Brian Ferentz didn't seem to kind of put away when asked about it, seemed pretty open to it, was having some bigger, taller receivers on the outside. Could Noah Fant not necessarily be a primary receiver, obviously, but be a guy that could split out just based on his size and his pass-catching ability this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we saw that in some of the formations. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the very first formation of the game, Fant was split out wide. Just like a receiver would be, like you would have maybe seen like a Jacob Hillier in a couple years ago, somebody like that. And T.J. Hockenson was, along the line of scrimmage. So, I think those two played together a ton in this game and did not determine what Peter Pekar's injury was. He did not play, but the fact that those two guys played a ton together, I think, is a little bit of a tell in terms of what Brian Ferentz wants to do.
Did you see much of any of Brian's fingerprints on the offense, or I sort of felt that they kept things, as we expected, kind of under wraps? You didn't see any fancy plays or any trickery out there on Friday night?
No, they really kept it pretty close to the vest. I mean, the only thing I would point out would be the number of tight end targets. Were very significant. I mean, they had 10 of the 19 completions were to tight ends, and then a couple more to the running backs. So None for Nick Easley. He was kind of the star of the spring, the spring headlines, I should say. And he was shut out from receptions.
Talking with Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register, your thoughts on the actual game itself being on a Friday night? What did you think of the crowd, and do you think this is something that Iowa is going to continue doing moving forward, especially if it gets them on the Big Ten Network, or did they try this and maybe they didn't get the results that they were hoping for?
You know, I haven't heard any official feedback on that question, but my feeling is it was a good, it worked. There was 16,500 announced. I really liked that it was in tandem with a baseball game. It allowed fans to walk back and forth if they wanted to. And it was a nice night. That helped. You can't count on that on an April night in Iowa. But an article I had written ahead of the game was about how it is a big recruiting advantage because it's an open recruiting period for them to kind of wrap up spring that extra day early so the coaches can get on the road and regrouped. Because this is right now, as we talk, is a big recruiting week for the class of 2018 and class of 2019.
And Chad, you went back on Monday and kind of rewatched the spring game and said it wasn't all doom and gloom offensively and on the defensive side of the football. What do you think the biggest strength for that team that you saw on Friday night was?
Well, let's see, biggest strength. I mean, maybe tip. Tick on a few things here. Certainly the offensive line, looks like it's in mid-season. Nah, I want to say mid-season form, but regular season form. Very, very strong line. I mean, the only sacks were two of the four sacks on the night were on blitzes. Another one was a second team lineman just getting beat. And then the other one was actually, Ike Butker. I believe it was Anthony Nelson just beat him. So, and Anthony Nelson's a really good player. So, line's good. The team appears pretty loaded right now is defensive end. Brandon Simon and Chauncey Golston really opened my eyes at that position. And then you think about Anthony Nelson, Parker Hesse barely played, Matt Nelson didn't play. And then AJ Epinesa coming in. That's going to be a very deep and talented position. And then on the flip side, defensive tackle is a pretty big, hole right now. So linebackers also looked very deep. And then, at safety, I think some concerns, it's one game, it's one appearance, but I think some concerns were alleviated at Brandon Steiner's position at free safety with Jake Gervais. He was all over the place, not just the three interceptions. He was all over the place in tackles and pass coverage. So, he was pretty impressive.
Shift gears a little bit to the Jane Meyer trial. What are you guys doing, you and Emmert? Are you drawing short straws to see who has to cover this? Because I know you covered it a little bit last week. I know he was at the Polk County Courthouse today.
Yeah, it's we're both working on different things, so we're kind of divvying it up. I mean, for the most part, if you want to know the journalistic side of it, I mean, it's sort of his beat. It's sort of something he's been reporting on, and me as the columnist. I'm weighing in as needed, and certainly in order for me to make an informed opinion or analysis, I want to be there as much as possible. It's been really interesting. It gets a little bit repetitive. The days are pretty long. I followed really closely what happened today with Mark. Didn't sound like a ton of new ground covered other than Gary Barta was somewhat trashing Jane Meyer's contributions, mentioned a lot of staffers and coaches were relieved when he finally removed her from the department. On the flip side, there's not a lot of hard evidence of complaints. It's all word of mouth. So it's just Gary Barta's word against Jane Meyer's, and neither side really has a ton of proof. So it's going to end up being who's more believable in the long run.
If you were on the jury, which way would you be leaning? Who's made the more compelling case at this point to you, or is it 50-50 right down the middle right now?
Boy, here's the thing. Neither side really looks that great at this point. I mean, you're really getting into the to the weeds of college athletics. It's not a, you know, it's a pretty cutthroat business, as you guys know, and everyone suspects. You know, it doesn't look good that, you know, from Jane Meyer's side, she doesn't have, they don't have any evidence of anyone saying anything sexist, at least, you know, discriminatory, anything like that. There's nothing like, you know, one of those smoking gun type quotes or anything like that. No emails, no notes like that that indicate, you know, anything malicious. But on the flip side, you know, Gary Barta, you know, has been shown a lot of positive work performance reviews. He's written about Jane Meyer. And then, you know, they're trying to connect the dots in terms of when he found out that she was gay and when their relationship soured. And there seems to be at least a time correlation there. And then it's up to the jury whether it's coincidental or not. You know, to me, I think at this point, it's still too early to tell. I'd like to, you know, the defense hasn't been able to call its witnesses yet. But I don't know that Meyer's side at this point has enough hard proof to convince, you know, a really convincing decision against the University of Iowa. So it's still early. I think this thing is going a lot longer and slower than a lot of people imagine. So I don't know if we'll even have an answer next week.
Is Dale Earnhardt Jr. a Hall of Famer?
Oh, man. I'd have to say he probably is, just because of the attention he's brought to the sport. And he's won a lot of races, not as many as a Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon, you know, peers of his. And he's never won a championship. He's looking like he's going to struggle to make the playoffs this year. But I think he's what, 13 or 14 most popular driver. I mean, that has to be part of the conversation, I would think, in terms of Hall of Fame.
Have you ever seen the movie Saving Silverman?
No, I don't think so. I've seen the Sarah Silverman show.
Oh, see,
that's
two totally,
thing, right?
Totally unrelated things. I think we've got a little homework.
No, I don't know it.
We've got a little homework for you to do before the next time you join us here on the program. These are the things that we're talking about on April 25th, Chad. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
What about the NFL draft?
And it's also National DNA Day.
We got the NFL draft coming up, but we're talking about a movie that came out in 2001 starring Amanda Peet and Jason Biggs along with Jack Black. That's what we're talking about today. So you saved us. You talked sports.
I'll have to catch the podcast.
You talked sports, and that's enough for roughly 72% of our listeners. Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register. Appreciate it, Chad. We'll catch you down the road.
You bet. Thanks, Todd.
2001. I didn't realize that movie was that old. But I guess that would make a little bit more sense there. That was 2001 was sort of peak Jack Black, wasn't it?
What was
Don't tell
Jack
me how
Black's,
old you were in 2001. I may not want to know.
Jack Black's masterpiece. What is your favorite Jack Black movie?
My favorite Jack Black movie, School of Rock. What was that look?
I remember seeing School of Rock, wasn't a huge fan.
School of Rock is just a good, fun movie.
The guilty pleasure movie of mine from Jack Black
Kung
is
Fu
Orange,
Panda.
Orange County.
Oh, Orange County's good. Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' kid was in that. I thought you were going to say Kung Fu Panda for a second. Or Kung Fu Panda 2.
Haven't seen either of them.
Okay. 319-366. There's a Kung Fu Panda 3, the text line is informing me. These are all things that I will eventually find out as my son gets a little bit older and we start cycling through these movies. He's in Tenacious D, too, which was a music group, sort of.
I think I've seen that movie, but I can't. I don't know. No Jack Black movie is really that memorable to me. I'm kind of a fan, but none of them really stick out to me.
Jack, that was 2001. I turned 21. Maybe Jack Black and I both peaked in 2001. Let's go ahead and squeeze in Sonny in Iowa City here because he knows he's got about 45 seconds here, but he wants to talk about, I want to take a picture of the call screen right now just for posterity's sake. Jack Black and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Go ahead, Sonny.
I'll give you a tight 30 then. Jack Black, Saving Silverman is an excellent movie front to back. I mean, it is just a quality work, but the masterpiece, as far as a cinematic movie, is probably School of Rock. That's just a better movie. But, I mean, the laughs in Saving Silverman are fantastic. Dale Earnhardt does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame the same way that some NFL players had short but dynamic careers, and they're in the Hall of Fame. That 14 straight times as the popular driver, that is worth something.
All right, appreciate it, Sonny. Let's go ahead and I guess we'll go ahead and do a Midwest One Bank Big Board update right now. Sonny knew to keep it, as he said, a tight 30 seconds there as well. Midwest One bringing you this Big Board update. 40 locations across the corridor, headquartered in Iowa City. Northern Iowa picked up a commitment from Minnesota prep guard Tywan Pickford. He averaged 21.1 points and 8.3 rebounds on a team that finished third in the Minnesota State Tournament last year in its class. Pickford gets the final scholarship that Ben Jacobson had to give out. The Panthers also have Waverly Shellrock's Austin Fife set to join the team in the fall. Burlington took last night's series opener with the Cedar Rapids Colonels 8-0 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Bees led from start to finish as Cedar Rapids now drops to 9-9 on the year. The two teams are back at it again tonight. First pitch on tap for 6:35. It'll be right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario making the start for the Colonels. The Iowa baseball team will square off with Milwaukee at 6 o'clock tonight at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Iowa fell to 23-15 overall after losing 2 of 3 to Rutgers over the weekend. Panthers didn't have that great of a stretch either. They dropped 3 of their 4 weekend games, including getting swept in a Sunday doubleheader by Oakland. Lefty Elijah Wood gets his second start of the year for the Hawkeyes. And 10 Iowa wrestlers will be competing at the U.S. Open Wrestling Championships this weekend in Las Vegas. All 10 wrestlers fall into the 17-20-year-old age group. The top 7 freestyle finishers in each weight class will then earn a berth into the UWW Junior Freestyle World Team Trials. Those are set to be held in Lincoln this June. We mentioned Iowa City moments ago. We're going to be there again on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. If you need to check out anything tire or automotive related, lindertire.com. They've got 3 locations in Iowa to serve you: Grinnell, Iowa City, and North Liberty. It's the KGYM road trip at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Lots of Hawkeye fans joined us last Friday before the spring game, and I'm sure they'll be packed in there as well this Friday. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints during happy hour. Cubs broke out the bats in Pittsburgh last night, got the offense rolling. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball with Matt Snyder from CBS Sports next.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of 4. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
We learn with our hands. Ask anyone who's done something for long enough, and they'll tell you the best way to learn is to do, to move.